November is NaNoWriMo Month, National Novel Writing Month. And that's where most people attempt to write a book in 30 days. Now, for a lot of people who start it, they don't always finish. But what's exciting about something like this is joining a large community to write can really help you get your book started and finished in a very short period of time. Now, many people wonder, well, how in the heck are you going to write a novel in a month? And as you've probably heard, if you listen to the show for any length of time, that's usually how I do it. I try to structure my writing so I finish my writing sprint in exactly 1 month. Now, sometimes it's 45 days because things happen in life, but my goal is always to finish it within that month to get 50,000 words onto the page. Now, how do you do that? How do you get organized enough to write a book, to get it done in the time that you have? And that's what today's episode is about getting your book written in just 30 days. So let's dive right in. Welcome to the Authors Who Lead podcast. This podcast is dedicated to you, people who want to be inspired by authors, leaders, and the messages they share. This is such an important podcast to us because we help uncover what goes on behind the scenes when authors are writing their book. We talk about the process, we talk about where they get big ideas, and you can listen in on those conversations. We can't wait for you to join us, so let's get started. So before I start writing a book, the first thing I want to do is really clear everything out of my way. Now, I can't clear my schedule, meaning I can't stop working, I can't stop making dinners or lock myself in a cabin. I usually have things to do, just like you. And the first time I wrote a book in 30 days, I had kids at home and there was meals to cook and soccer practices. Well, my kids didn't play soccer. Track practice, volleyball, things like that, you know, to deal with. And I didn't have any more time in the day than I did the month before. So what made November special? In fact, there was holidays coming. It seemed like a very busy time. So what I needed to do to get ready is prepare myself for the mental mindsets necessary to write in such a short period of time. So that's what I'm going to give you today. 3 tips to help you get ready to write your book in a very short period of time in 30 days. So number one, I want you to think about this. Writing is often an act of clearing your mind, not adding more things to it. I used to believe that if I got the right software, the right programs, the right journal, the right structure, that I would be able to easily write it. All I needed to do is organize myself. And the reason I didn't finish was because I wasn't organized. But what I found was organization wasn't my problem. So the first thing you need to do is clear your mind of any thoughts or beliefs about what writing's supposed to be. Whether you've written a book before and it went well, or you've never attempted to write a book, or you've attempted to do this writing challenge before and didn't finish. First, you got to let go of all of that. You can't worry about a single thing. You can't worry about whether you did it before or will you do it now. You just have to clear your mind. So clearing your mind could be something as simple as setting an intention. Maybe learn to meditate. A meditation is something simple where you don't try to remove your thoughts. You just try to observe that you're thinking them. Like watching clouds pass by. You are not your thoughts, but sometimes we get wrapped up in thinking. And like for a lot of authors, they think nothing about writing. They think about, what if this is no good? What if I didn't organize this right? What if I picked the wrong category? What if I don't finish? They're thinking about everything that has nothing to do about writing. And that's what gets in the way, is the overthinking. So the first thing you got to do is clear your mind. Observe that your thoughts will sometimes take you away from writing, and then gently remind yourself that I'm supposed to be putting words on a page. And that's what's great about NaNoWriMo, is that really you have to put 50,000 words on a page. And if you don't know what to do, that's the second step, is figure out how long does it take you to write, let's say, 1,000 words, for example. Well, oftentimes I give my students a challenge and say, I want you to set a timer for about 2 minutes, and write as fast as you can. So the second thing is, know your writing speed. Now, I'm not a very fast writer, so writing for me takes a lot longer than others. Even if I'm typing, I don't go super fast. But I have practiced increasing my speed with not thinking, so that even when I am writing, I'm not lost in my thoughts, I'm lost in the writing. So if you set a timer for 2 minutes and you write as fast as you can, and then once the timer goes off, take your words and figure out how many you wrote in a single session of 2 minutes, and then, you know, divide that in two, and that'll be your 1 minute writing pace. And if you want to know how long it says to take to write in an hour, you just times that by whatever amount of time you have, 60 minutes, and you figure out how many words can you produce in an hour. So for me, if I write about 28 words a minute, which honestly not very fast, but it's okay. It will do. If I wrote at that pace for an hour, then what that would mean is that I would finish 1,680 words in an hour. And essentially, if I did that every hour for 30 days, one hour every day for 30 days, that means I would finish 50,000 words. And that's basically how I broke down the book when I decided to write it, is I just broke it down to small parts. Now, maybe you don't have an hour together. Maybe you only have a half hour in the morning before the kid's up. You write 500 and so words, you know. For my case, you know, you just divide that in half, your 60-minute writing time. And then I wrote 30 minutes an evening. Some days I could write a little more and some days a little less. But all along, you need to know your writing pace. Because if you're just staring at a blank screen thinking, I should write, that's not really going to help you. And that's where that meditation before you write comes in. And you want to get settled. And then you want to write words. You don't count pages. You don't count the number of hours you sit at the screen. You want to count how many words did I write. Because that's the only way to finish NaNoWriMo, is to complete the entire set of words. The other thing you need to do is get focused on helping yourself get, focused on getting those words out in the shorter period of time. Now, if you write with your focus on getting as many words out instead of focusing on are these good, you'll increase your speed. And that's what you want. You want to increase your speed and the number of words so that you can write more efficiently. So the last piece of advice I have for you, if you're trying to write this book, NaNoWriMo, in less time, is to get resolved. Make the commitment that you're not going to miss. You're going to write every day and that you're going to have a certain number of words. I always try to shoot for a little more words than my goal. So my goal, if I'm writing 1,680 words, takes me about an hour and 10 minutes sometimes, depending on my speed, is I try to write a few extra words every day. Even if it's only 10 words extra, or 25 words, or 100, if you, for some reason, get sick, or you just couldn't finish that day, you kind of have stored up words, sort of like allowing it to not add up negatively. You want it to add up positively. So one of the things you can do is don't ever write your bare minimum. Try to get to a little bit more. So if something does go astray, you won't feel bad. And maybe you plan you have to take a trip on Saturday. So you're like, I can't write that day at all. So I'm going to have to write, you know, calculate how many words you're going to divide by the remaining days. And so I have to write these extra words every day so I don't have to worry about missing it. Now, it might seem forced, and many people might think, well, I'm only going to write when I'm inspired. Well, that's probably only going to happen when you sit down and put the words on the page. I don't get inspired magically by some muse. The muse comes from when I sit down and make the words come. I always wish that it would just show up, but it doesn't. I have to make myself write. And like a lot of writers, I don't love the act of writing. I really like being done, though. So writing is really fun once I'm done. So that's the thing I really learned, is that writing doesn't always feel great, just like exercising doesn't always feel great. Some people really love that feeling, but I like the accomplishment more than I like the feeling. Who likes to be sore, right? Some people know that the soreness means I'm growing, I'm getting stronger. And I want you to know that about writing too. Sometimes writing might hurt a little bit because it's hard, but just tell yourself, oh, thank goodness I'm growing because this is hard, or it hurts, or I'm tired. All those things can help you be motivated. And I don't want you to be stuck in your head. So the last few minutes here, I'm going to lead you all in a meditation. And if you have to back this up and listen to it many times, maybe that'll help you. So the first thing I want you to do, if you've never meditated before, don't worry. It's not a scary word. And if you've meditated before and it didn't work, then don't think of this as a meditation. You don't have to sit on the floor or anything like that. Just get comfortable. I wouldn't recommend to lay down because it's a really easy way to fall asleep. But if that's what you need, then maybe that's what you need. But I would sit in a chair, something where you can actually sit straight up, not an easy chair or lounger. Sit straight up as you can and place your feet on the floor. Now, the reason you want to place your feet on the floor is so you can feel grounded. You know, remind yourself that you're here. You're not going anywhere. You're not rushing somewhere. And that you can be present. So let's do that. If you don't have a chair now or you're driving, maybe you should wait till you're somewhere you can kind of be still. But if you're ready now, let's begin this simple meditation. And I want you to feel it. Even if you're doing chores and stuff, you don't have to participate, but you can get a sense of how this works. So here's what I want you to do. Now that you're seated, I want you to take 3 deep intentional breaths. You know, the kind of breaths that you breathe deeply in and you feel your stomach expand. And as your stomach expands, I want you to feel the very bottom of your stomach filling up, and as it pushes the air to your ribs, just feel it, feeling your entire body all the way up to the very top of your chest. Hold it at the top just for a moment and then release. Take another deep breath in, slowly bring all the air into the bottom. Let your stomach expand, let your ribs expand all the way in as deep as you can go. And at the very top, I want you to hold it. Hold it just a little longer and then exhale. One last time. Deep breath in. Hold it at the top and release. In this meditation, I want you to feel your feet on the ground. I want you to feel how each toe might feel. If you're wearing shoes, how it feels inside of your shoe. Just feel your foot connected to the ground. I want you to just feel your feet. Just notice your feet. Maybe wiggle your toes so you realize, oh, I have feet here. I don't think about my feet enough. Let them settle into the ground as if they're just settling into a nice frosted cake. Just settle there perfectly. So like you're seated in the chair, but your feet are rooted in the ground. And continue to deeply breathe slowly in and out. Be aware of your breath. Don't try to hang on to anything. Don't try to worry. And imagine your feet just getting heavier, just sitting there, kind of melting into the floor. I want you to just feel your calves and your knees and just feel them relaxing, sort of melting just on top of those feet and relaxing your thighs and your legs, just allowing them to relax in stillness. I want you to feel your bottom as you're sitting in that chair. Feel the weight of that chair. Feel the connectedness to the chair. And then feel your abdomen where you're breathing deeply in and out. Feel it. Just feel the rising and falling of your breath. And just let it relax. Let go of any tension. Just let it go. And as the tension releases, maybe with each breath, let it out. And I want you to feel your chest relaxing. And I want you to feel your abdominal muscles just relaxing, letting go. And I want you to feel that sort of sensation of calm that comes to you when you're just about ready to fall asleep. And then I want you to feel the relaxation of your shoulders all the way down your arms, just slowly resting softly. Your forearms and your hands and your fingers just resting. And slowly work up your neck and the back of your throat, just still. Now, relax your cheeks and your tongue. And if you haven't already, gently let your eyes fall closed. And feel your eyelids grow a little heavy. Feel your face grow a little softer. And feel the top of your head, your scalp, just grow very still, very smooth, very calm. And just sit. Feel yourself just being right there. And if a thought drifts in, take a deep breath and blow the thought away. Now, if your eyes are closed, just gently flutter them open. Maybe wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, shake your hands, just come back here. It's not a very long time you need to relax, but just letting go of the day, letting go of anything but this moment. Because writing's about being here, about being in the now, not being at the end of the project or the next page, just here. And remember, writing is just one word after the other. You don't have to be right. You don't have to know the answers. You don't have to know if this book's going to be good or bad. You're just going to show up for it and let it come from you. So if this meditation's helped you, I hope you just use it. Maybe you replay this for yourself. It's very short, but I want you to get centered. If you're having trouble letting your mind race before you write, just calming your mind down, and then when you write, you can be settled. Because being in a state of stillness can really be a place where great writing happens. And if you're joining us on the National Writing a Novel in a Month, then I wish you good luck. And if you're not, and you just want to get some writing done, you can always come to authorswholead.com and join one of our programs. And I always recommend the Author Apprentice Program because it's just $90 for 90 days. And we have something called the Author Power Hour, where we show up together, we state our writing goals. Maybe that's to write some of these words we talked about. And we write for an hour. You don't have to be on screen. It's actually no one's on the screen. You're just letting people know, hey, I'm here. I'm writing. I want to be with you all. And then you write. And that's really important. So just joining that program might be something you do during National Novel Writing a Month, NaNoWriMo, that's what it is, and write with us. But whatever you're writing, stay focused. Stay here, stay now. Don't get lost in the thoughts about what happens next. Because until you have a manuscript, there's no reason to worry. You have to get it done first. I'm so grateful you're here. And if you're thinking about writing a book, please do so. There's been nothing more invigorating and exciting that I have done in my life than finish a novel, finish a book, and it makes me feel so proud. And I want you to feel just as proud. Thank you again for tuning in, and I look forward to reading your book when it comes out. Thank you for listening to another episode of Authors Who Lead. I'm Asul Taronis, and we appreciate you. Please subscribe so you can get the notification that we have new episodes every week, and go to authorswholead.com to learn about our show notes and all of our backlists of amazing authors we've interviewed since the beginning of this podcast. Thank you and have an amazing day.